Welcome to another fabulous episode of In Your Head with yours truly, Chris Medina. You guys, I got a very, very, very special guest today. This guest has been by my side for the last 8 years. I met her when I moved to Oregon back in 2010, going into 2011. Very proud to call her my sister, my best friend, my other half, literally my soulmate. So without any further introductions, please, did I say that right? Without any further introduction? But whatever. But yeah, you guys. Welcome, Heather Taylor.
Oh, hi. Nice to meet you.
Are you nervous being on the show?
Yeah.
Why?
Because we've never done this.
Well, welcome. Welcome. I felt that it was very important to have you on the show, considering the fact that you and I have been through some major fucking shit together.
Yeah.
So tell people about you.
Oh, geez. I'm not the exciting one at this table. I'm artsy and intuitive, and like we talked about, Chris's sister. So that's all, really.
Where are you from?
Oh, a small town in Oregon.
A small town in Oregon.
But born in Northern California.
Don't. We don't have Northern California.
Yes,
it's just Los Angeles.
There's a reason that there's a capital in Northern California.
The capital of California should be Los Angeles. But anyway.
Yeah.
No, I talk about you to everybody. I literally tell people when people ask about, you know, I do tons of readings every day.
Well, obviously.
All day long, you know. So people ask about, you know, abilities, having psychic ability, intuitive abilities, medium abilities, and I always tell people there's no cap on what you can do or any set requirements for being intuitive or being psychic or being a medium. It all works differently for that individual.
Mm-hmm.
So when I bring up your ability, which is kind of crazy if you think about it.
Yeah, I know, it weirded you out at first.
It did.
You
it
thought
did.
I was
so
nuts.
let me just back up here just for a second. So I met you back in 2010.
Yeah, I guess it was actually you. It was 2011 because it was January, wasn't it?
January 2000. Yeah, that's right.
So it was.
I left.
Yeah,
I left Los Angeles, moved to Oregon to help open a family business or help run a family business. You were already there before me.
I was.
So I get there, and now, mind you, you guys, this town is. I'm not going to name any names. I don't want to give the town any glory. But no, I'm just kidding. Even though you're from there,
it's a great family raising town.
It is.
But it's rural and small. It is.
But it's nice, though.
It's a suburb of a suburb.
It's a suburb of a suburb, yeah. So I moved there back in 2011, got there, and literally looked around that entire office. Remember that?
Yeah.
And I was like, fuck, who am I going to, not so much latch on to, but kind of have, like, that I can be friend or be comfortable around. So I looked at everybody. I was like, nope. And I didn't see you there.
Yeah, I was in the back.
You were in the back, yeah. I didn't see you there. And then I turn around. I'm like, okay, I'm not done looking. So I look and I see you there. And I'm all, who is that? And I walk over to you and I'm all, hey, I'm Chris. And first of all, the way that you looked at me when I approached you to talk to you was kind of like, get the fuck out of here type of look.
I'll jump through this hoop because I have to.
Uh-huh.
And yeah.
So I looked at you and I was like, oh, wow, or whatever. And so we started talking. And right off the bat, I could feel your energy. I felt you were a good person. I felt like you were naturally intuitive, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Uh-huh.
I wonder if you had met my mom, too. And that was an icebreaker for us.
Right.
Because you picked up stuff on her.
Uh-huh.
And I think that's what opened the door for me to start talking about it.
But you were nervous, though.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't want anybody
Close
knowing.
Lip.
Well, the people that were working there weren't people that, again, I'm not shitting on anybody, but if you know who I am and, you know, if you ever met Heather in person, we are very like-minded. We are it's a very good exchange of energy between the two of us here.
Yeah.
And we kind of like vibe off of each other. And if anybody was there to witness what was going on here, you would have instantly known that Heather and I would have been gravitated toward each other no matter what.
Yeah.
There was just nobody else there.
Mm-hmm.
So I started immediately talking to you about metaphysical stuff and spiritual, and you were kind of quiet about it. And then I apologized to you, remember?
Yeah, you didn't want to make me uncomfortable. I forget how you said it, but it was something like, I don't want me to pry or anything.
Basically, I didn't want to out you for being metaphysical or spiritual.
Yeah, that's right. That's what it was. Yeah.
And so we started talking, and you were on the verge of quitting.
Yeah.
And you were pregnant.
I was super thankful at first. There were some signs that indicated that it was going to be a temporary position. Mm-hmm. And then, but you know, you put your head down, you get your work done. And so that's the mentality I had been in. So I didn't really mind that anyone else was coming in, specifically you, to mm-hmm. help run the place. It was just more of a, well, I'm going to do my job here now and get through what I need to get through and just quit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, so like, so we ran a specific department together. You were already there before me. You already knew what was going on. And so I had known that you, I just looked at you and I was like, this girl's not going to want to stay here.
Yeah.
Like, I can just tell by your energy. You were just like, I'm done with this fucking place. And then I was like, well, I had asked her, I said, so what, you know, what are your, what are you going to do? Like, what are your long-term plans? And you said, I don't know how long I'm going to stay here. You said, it's kind of temporary.
I forgot about that.
Yeah. And I said, I told you, I said, give me 30 days. We got together. We killed that department.
Yeah.
We got everything up and running, like, within a couple months.
Right.
Got rid of all the bad apples.
Yes.
Pretty much.
Yeah. Got some good people on,
uh-huh.
at least, you know, to get it rolling. We got it up to standard.
Right.
What it should have been.
What it should have been.
Yeah.
And what it needed to be.
Mm-hmm.
And so fast forward a little bit here, you were very pregnant at the time. I, as we got to know each other, because our offices were right next to each other, we got to talk every day, all day long, and get to know each other a little bit better. And
eavesdrop on each other's conversation.
make fun of the people that yeah. had issues going on. But anyway, yeah.
But I digress.
So getting to know each other and realizing how... I'm not going to lie. I'm going to be straight up here. I thought you were crazier than shit.
I was pretty freaked out by you a couple times too.
By your ability. I was like, what the, like, what are you?
Magic crazy.
Yeah. Like, what are you talking about? And you were like, well, I'm starting to see, like blackberries and like,
what do you mean?
Yeah, that's my favorite. Like, what do you mean? I was like, what do you mean blackberries? And I was like, okay, maybe this girl's like, you know, maybe this girl is, you know, just kind of like a little too woo woo for me. But as I got to know you, I was like, that doesn't make sense to me, because knowing you as a regular person, aside from the spiritual side, you're very well put together. You're very guarded. You're very, somewhat kind of reserved.
Yeah.
Until people pop that bubble and
yeah.
kind of get inside to see who.
I like to see who they are and what I get first before I pull off the facade, I guess. The safety mask.
But that's a good thing, though, to kind of protect your energy
oh, yeah.
and kind of keep the shit away.
Yeah.
But yeah, getting to know who you were and then tapping in. You guys, when I tell you that I was able to tap into the way Heather utilizes her ability, was fucking crazy, because she, again, I keep saying it, she was very, very pregnant at the time. So we started work early. I'd start at 6 a.m. So
mm-hmm.
would you?
Yeah.
So I'd be out by like 2 or 3.
Yeah.
And then I would immediately go home and take a nap. And this one time, I remember vividly, my guides woke me up and they were like, you need to get a hold of her. And I'm like, why? I was in a dead sleep, remember?
Oh my gosh.
And I texted you and I was like, is everything okay?
Oh yeah.
You finish this.
This was a couple months into our relationship. Our relationship.
Oh, well, let's talk about that one story, but yeah.
We'll get there.
Okay, go ahead.
There's two that goes along with that. We're pretty spectacular. So I had, because I was super pregnant, I had a doctor's appointment and I loved chai teas from Starbucks during that time. It was just one of my things that I could get. So I ran to Starbucks, got a chai tea, drove to my doctor and chugged the chai tea on the way, not realizing what I was doing. So when they got there to check the baby's heart, and monitor everything, her heart was racing. And it was above what it should be because of the caffeine in my chai tea. So they put me on the monitor to be observed for at least 30 minutes to see if the baby was in distress.
Wow.
'Cause they didn't know why. And I was freaked out and I didn't want to alarm Evan, but my heart rate spiked. And so I'm sitting there trying to relax in the room. And then I get a text from Chris asking me if I was okay. oh my gosh. You know, I just remembered, at first I was freaking out and I thought of you, and that freaked me out more. I thought, oh, why did I think of Chris? What is wrong with
rewind me? Just 1 second. Remember when I first met, that same day that I first met you, when I saw you sitting there, I had told you, you and I are going to become really good friends.
Yes.
And you looked at me again. I'm getting goosebumps. Like, I was crazier than shit.
Yeah.
And then a couple weeks later, I was like, we are going to become so close. I know you guys are probably thinking, this guy, Chris, is crazy right now.
I did.
I told you. Yeah, I know you did. I told you. I said, it's going to get to the point where we're not going to be able to talk. We're not going to need to talk to each other. We're going to look at each other and automatically know what each other's thinking.
Right.
You did at that point think I was crazy.
I did. I said, no. I think I said, I don't think so.
Yeah. So I'll let you finish, but go ahead.
No, but that was it. I thought, I was like, oh my gosh, Chris. And then it weirded, like, it freaked me out that I thought, oh my gosh, Chris, I wish he would contact me. And then he texted me asking if everything was okay. And I panicked. What is happening? What is, why do I have this connection? Why did I think of Chris at first like that? Not fully realizing the soul connection and the karmic connection that we kind of shared at that point.
I love that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that was really, I think that broke the glass after that. That's kind of what shifted my world and perspective to be like, whoa, there's something way different going on here.
That's when you were a little bit more receptive to me, a little bit more, the wall started to break. It started to crumble a little bit. Because you're not hard. You're not a hardcore person. You're not a shitty person.
No.
You're just very, if I don't know you, I don't know you.
Yeah.
So you're very much on your way doing what it is that you have to do. You have a lot of shit going on. You have, you know, you're married. You have
normal family life and hobbies and
normal.
I keep pretty busy. And so to invite someone into a circle or even have a large social circle or even a social circle is kind of it's a thing. Mm-hmm. Like it takes effort for me.
Yeah. I'm the same way. You know that. I was like, is everything okay? I said, they literally woke me up out of a nap and said, you need to calm her down.
Yeah.
And then I forgot what symbols I saw for you.
I was freaking out. Oh, I don't remember.
Yeah. But I was like, why am I getting this? And you were like, that makes total sense. This means blah, 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 blah. And it was weird because again, the way Heather utilizes her ability or the way that she gets things, She definitely gets her intuitive hits where you know she'll get visions or you know feelings about things, but for a good majority of it, it's symbols, right?
Yes.
But it's nature. It's like plants. I know it's gonna sound weird, you guys, but like vegetables, plants, fruits, even candy.
Yeah.
Comes into
foods,
play.
Different type of foods.
Give the listeners some examples as to how it comes into play for you and what pick three random things that and then kind of dissect what they mean.
Okay. My first one. Oh, I've got three. Okay. So I will see ice. I like ice cubes.
As the ice maker just dropped ice.
So ice cubes, I've seen a couple times and it's when I'm supposed to be. I see it mostly for me. My guides are telling me something. And I totally take these as messages from my guides. I ask my guides for a message and they show me it. Like my brain interprets what they tell me as a symbol. So ice means I need to cool off but be detached, not so emotional about a situation. And so it's only come up a couple times, but it's a reminder to stay cool as a cucumber or like ice, not icy, but just reserved and detach emotionally and not be overly emotional or invested in a situation. Mm-hmm. Like play it cool. And then a sun will come up if I'm going to learn something or there's going to be a revelation or awareness brought in, to a situation. So I see what's going on and I can see clearly the situation and gain new perspective that wasn't there before that I didn't realize before, that kind of thing. So if I see a sun, if they show me a sun for the day or a situation, I know I'm going to learn something or something's going to come to light. Let's see. God, I could go on and on. Some are subjective. I can see this one's the craziest one, I think, sounding. I would see corn, like a corn on the cob, and I did not know for the longest time what that meant. And it's alternative candy corn. So corn on the cob is prosperity, and I relate it to money. If they show me one lacking kernels or something, it's usually about the time I mismanaged my finances. and will be at that time. But a full ear of corn is financially I'll be okay or come into some money.
See, if I saw corn, I'd immediately think it's time to eat.
Oh, yeah.
I'm such a fat fuck. Yeah.
I know. I think it's funny that I see food. Guys, I don't have a problem with my food relationship.
You do not struggle with your weight at all.
I like food, though. But so corn, the alternative for corn is candy corn, and that is false prosperity. That's where you've done something, specifically me, where I thought I had something in hand and good, and it wasn't. So I forgot a bill and don't have finances.
Now, when this comes in, when you get the symbols, like obviously an ear of corn, regular vegetable corn, is completely different from a candy corn.
Right.
How are you able, how did you get to the meaning? How did you know that was what it meant? Did it come to you often, and then you started kind of connecting the dots with it, or?
I tried. I also, honestly, this is lame, I Googled what the symbolism for common symbolism or common interpretation is for certain plants, animals, foods, etc.
But I've seen you pull shit out of your ass that was like I've looked up, and I was like, I don't find this.
Yeah. Some of it's intuitive. Some of it is, so candy corn, I learned by Hard Knocks. I kept seeing it for a while, and I forget which instance it came up. I can get a lot of symbols all at one time, and it's how an event or situation in life is going to play out from beginning to end. And a certain situation came up a couple years, no, it was more than that. It was like 5 years ago or so, and it hit, and I said, that is what candy corn means. That makes sense.
So it's kind of like trial and error, but
yeah.
But with you, it's rare that I see you go and look something up. It's usually like when I ask you, like, this is what I'm getting. We had a friend. Mm-hmm. I called you last weekend, and I said this person had asked a specific question. She asked whether or not she was going to come into some money, and I said, I see you coming into some money. I saw in my mind's eye. I saw, so stupid, but in my mind's eye, I saw a cash register. And the till go ding, and then the number come across, but it was in brown. And I knew the brown was specific. I was like, okay, wait, they're telling me that the color brown, as I'm tapping my head right now, the color brown, there's something specific with it. So I was like, that's not my forte, that's not my area. I called you up.
Yeah.
And you were able to break it down in a way without, now mind you, I didn't give you any specifics.
Right. You just asked me what the color brown meant.
Associated with the money part of it.
Yeah, but not until later. First, you asked me what brown meant.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. That's right. And it was just, I tripped out. The person that I gave the reading to tripped out. They were like, did you lead her into this? Did you tell? And I was like, I go, the way Heather and I work, we've done this for so long that I purposely don't give you a lot of information, because at the very beginning when we first met, you were not very confident in your ability.
No, and I was still kind of trying to understand it.
That would bother me, because I was like, stop holding back. But I guess that's how people tell me, don't hold back during readings, whatever. But with you, because no one's ever challenged you or delved into that realm with you, I was like, don't hold back. I could feel you're on the verge of telling me something.
Yeah.
Just spit it out. I don't care what it means.
I remember that.
Yeah.
You're like, don't think about it. Just say it.
Just do it. Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, so, to me, people, when they start delving into metaphysics or metaphysical, spiritual, you know, that whole realm there, I would have to think that people get things like that and probably are turned off thinking that they're crazy because that no one's there to help them develop it.
Probably, yeah.
Yeah.
Or, you know, you never get off that starting block if you don't know. I mean, it's hard determining at first what is imagination and what is a legitimate message or hit, which is an issue. Not everything you get always, especially in the beginning when you're just starting to really awaken that part of you, not everything is a message or a sign.
Right. Exactly. Interesting to at the time that I met you, because during that time before I moved to Oregon from CME, I was getting those hits. I was getting the, remember Bill Cooper came to see me? The conspiracy guy.
Yeah.
Getting all those hits. Alien shit would come in. Yeah. My psychic abilities were just off the charts. So being able to come in and meet somebody that was on the same level as I was, and being able to have that banter and go back and forth and just kind of check in with each other and say, this is what I'm getting here. And, you know, what does this mean? And having that support system, I think we really, really, really developed and felt and developed our abilities a little bit more, or a little bit more on point, and got to be more comfortable with it.
Right. Definitely.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I remember in the beginning, you used to help me with symbols too. And how, cause I think it was before even I lived in California for a little while too. and then moved back to Oregon with my husband.
Where was that again?
It was... Good grief. All the details. It was around the Oceanside, California area. Big shout out to Kindred Journeys down there. Fantastic. I love them. They were my little supernatural shop that I needed at the time.
Like the psychic guy type of shop?
Yeah, totally.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, okay. And it's a cute little psychic shop in Oceanside. And
what was the name of it? Kindred?
Kindred Journeys, I believe.
Shout out to Kindred Journeys.
Yeah, and it really helped me get my footing and awaken that part of me. I'd always been empathic, and I started becoming intuitive in California, more intuitive, like opening that side of myself.
Getting in touch with that.
Yeah.
So going back to
real quick, that's what I was going to say. You helped me out with symbols and the psychic side, because you're actually psychic, clairvoyant, all that. Mm-hmm. But I had read more about different subjects. I was knowledgeable.
I don't read, you know, I hate that.
Well,
shit.
Yeah, and I was one of those that went out and bought all those books, you know, that you see on everything, like the Akashic Records and all that stuff. And so we had long discussions about things that I'd read. Mm-hmm. I remember that in the beginning.
Yeah, it was the one thing that I didn't want to do. Again, I'm you know how I am. I'm very skeptical when it comes to people claiming to be psychic, claiming to be a medium, claiming to be, I hate that word empathic, but we'll stick with that. Empathic, intuitive, because of the bullshit and all like the taking advantage of people that goes around here. So, but when it came to you, you'll find a lot of people that are on the, on a spiritual level or metaphysical level. They get excited and they want to kind of, overstep their boundaries when it comes to other people. That's one thing I didn't do with you. It's not my realm. It's not my area. I don't know how you get it or how it works for you, but I respect it.
Right.
So I would just bring the symbolisms to you or whatever, and then you would dissect it, and I left that part alone.
Yeah, yeah.
Right?
I would say that.
Uh-huh. We launched everything so fast in that company and kind of changed everything around so fast and quickly that we were able to kind of have some downtime and breathe a little bit, and there was two psychics that came... I'm going to tell this story. I have to tell this story.
It was just a couple months after we met, right?
Because we weren't that comfortable.
Three. No.
I mean, we were comfortable with each other, but it was still kind of like...
We were talking about metaphysical stuff, but we weren't... I mean, you're still sniffing around each other, not totally like we are now. Totally comfortable, totally chill. I mean, we still had professionalism between us. I mean... You know, we weren't brother and sister yet.
Not yet.
No.
No, that was like you were getting close to having the baby at that time. So that's probably
so
around
it was closer
April.
Closer to May. Oh,
April,
then,
May,
April,
right?
May. Okay. Yeah. So yeah.
So Heather comes into the office and she's like, "Oh my God, there's this little like a vitality center. It's like a holistic healing type of
health food
joint that was in that town, which is weird because in that town you would never think there'd be anything holistic there." They were having two psychics that came in. One was supposedly a psychic that was able to get visions, and the other one was somebody that was able to draw. Supposedly, intuitively, he would get the images from the woman, and he would start drawing them as she's giving the reading.
Which is right up my alley.
Right.
I'm super artsy and earthy and
you are
nature.
Super artsy.
Super artsy. I'll have to post.
Right, I'll have to post pictures of the paintings that you did.
Oh, okay.
But we'll reference that. But so we get there, and so she goes, "Come with me." And I was like, "Okay, wait a minute. If you know anything about Heather, she is only comfortable around certain people, like I said earlier, but at this time she was getting really comfortable with me, and she was so excited to go over there. We started walking over there. I said, "Okay, they're telling me to," I said, "stop." So before we...
I was practically skipping.
You were.
Like a freaking school girl. Yeah.
And so we stopped. I said, "Okay," so we stopped right before we get in there, like a block down. And I said, "Okay, I got some rules and regulations that we need to follow before we go in there." And you were like, "What?" And I was like...
Yeah, I was like, "Oh, okay."
Yeah. I was like, "When we go in there, don't tell them anything at all."
Yeah.
If they ask for our name, that's all we give them. Do not, when they ask what is it that you want to know, tell me just whatever you're getting, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Don't lead them.
Let you lead is what you said.
Exactly.
Let you take the charge.
So we get in there, and you guys have all seen me. You guys have seen me on podcasts. You guys see me. You guys see, follow me on Instagram, social media stuff. You guys know I'm obviously gay. Like, there is no straight bone in me. I walk with a switch. I'm very feminine. I'm very fluid when I walk. Heather, I joke with her, and I'm gonna drop this bomb here. I joke with Heather and her feet. There's nothing wrong with her feet. I like to make fun of her feet.
I have big lumberjack feet.
But they're not. So I'll call, it's like, I used to fuck with her. And I used to call Heather Mr. and she would call me ma'am, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
So we get in. So I said, okay, so are you ready? She said, yes. So we go and we sit down. The guy that's drawing is like giggling when we walk in there, and I'm like, whatever. And then she gets it, the woman starts asking us questions, and she's like, well, what is it that you want to know? It's like, just tell us whatever mm-hmm. comes to mind. Just tell us. We don't have any questions. This is brand new to us. We have no idea what's going on.
Yeah, we played that card.
I didn't want to be that shitty or have to lie, but I wanted to, they wanted me to show you this lesson.
Yeah.
So we sit down and the guy's giggling, and I was like, what are you giggling at?
Yeah.
Straight up, because it was kind of weird. I was like, what the fuck? And he goes, I'm just laughing right now at the fairies that are coming into my ear and telling me what's going on. And I was like, fairies?
Yeah.
And he was like, yeah. So these little fairies keep flying around. And it's so funny because they're fighting with each other. And they're telling me that you guys are so in love with each other that she cannot keep her hands off of you. And she's climbing over the rafters to get to you.
Yeah.
My asshole puckered so hard. I thought when I got up, the whole fucking chair was going to come with me.
I was mortified.
It was, I'm going to use my word. It was horrible. I couldn't believe it. Now, mind you, again, we were very close. We were getting close at that time. This could have broke our relationship. This could have broke our friendship. And I was like, oh, that's interesting or whatever. Yeah. And just kind of going and trying not to look at him like he was fucking nuts. And so they give us the reading or whatever, which was saying that her and I were going to hook up.
Yeah,
we're going to get together.
Yeah, he said that literally we were in different offices, but they were next to each other. And it was open ceiling, so the wall wasn't a full wall. And he was saying literally that we were practically crawling up the wall trying to get to one another. And simultaneously, we crossed our legs in opposite directions and leaned from each other.
Like, there was a huge space between you and I at that time.
Oh, it was so embarrassing. It was mortifying.
So they did their thing or whatever. So long story short, it was fake.
Yeah.
It was fake. It was a lesson to be learned with her, with Heather, and for myself as well, too, to kind of, you guys have to remember, at that time, I was still living a very professional life, 9 to 5, working at that company.
Very material, yeah.
Very material. That was our first experience together. And then from then on, we got back to the office.
Yeah, we paused and had...
For like an hour, a little over an hour.
We had, when we first stepped outside, I think when we were both, just so you know, I don't actually feel that way. But that was it. And then we made maybe small talk on the way back, but then we needed a break.
I was afraid that you were going to molest me. I was she's going to...
His eyes had been open to my true intentions.
I was like, I don't know, mister, what you plan on doing to me when we're walking But please, like, I'm not that type of lady.
Okay, Thunderfeet, keep your distance.
So we get back to work and we're kind of sitting there and I being the bitch that I am in the ball buster, and I was like, so you can't keep your hands off me. And then we just busted into laughter right then and there.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was our first experience together. It was so funny.
That was good for me. I didn't know at that point. That had never been in my awareness at all, that there were such things as fake psychics. I mean, who would do that? The Miss Chloe type stuff, the call 1-800, whatever. That I felt, well, yeah, okay, obviously. Mm-hmm. But I didn't realize that just people in general would do it. So it was a huge eye-opener for me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was... So from that, after that took place, we're going to fast forward a lot here. We ended up staying there in 4 years at the company.
Jeez, yeah.
4 years. We left there in 2000. We started in 2000.
It was over 4 years.
Yeah.
It was over. Yeah.
We ended up it was horrible, you guys. We went through so much together. I mean, mm-hmm. we literally cried, mm-hmm. laughed, every emotion that you can think of.
Contemplated homicide.
without you molesting me was, we shared every emotion together. And the birth of your daughter, yeah, Sapphire. I know both of your kids. Mm-hmm. I know Adrian. Adrian's what, 15 now?
Yeah, driving.
Driving. You know both my kids.
Yeah. Both practically adults.
Right. If you guys, just a little bit of backstory here. I'm not somebody that invites a lot of people over to my house or like shares a lot of my intimate life or my personal life with anybody, but I felt so comfortable with Heather and her family, not just her husband and her kids, but her mom and her dad, and would invite them over. We would have like Halloween parties together.
Yeah.
Brunches. I would make brunch in the morning.
Oh my gosh.
Dinners.
Dead bomb.
And just spend a lot of time. Now, Jay, who fucking hates everybody.
He does.
Loves himself some Heather.
Yeah.
So you guys.
We get along well.
You guys bonded. Yeah. It was like literally like having my sister over. And you have been more of a sister to me than, and more family to me than my own family has been.
Aww.
So I just want to, that's why I'm telling, that's, I want you guys to know how special she is to me, how much I love her. And soulmates don't necessarily have to be lovers.
No. Yeah.
That's the one thing that we agreed on. We were like, we are like literally soulmates. We're like twins, brother and sister. And that's how we operated from then on, as brother and sister.
Right.
Doing things together. And we've had our differences and arguments.
But
because I loved her so much from the very beginning and fell in love with her energy and who she was. Not in love like, you know, like you're in love
with
me.
Don't get weird, guys.
Yeah.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, because
I don't
want you to get horny here. But
no. My teeth getting wet.
Are you frothy like a latte?
Gross.
But it was, she means so much to me. And again, we shared a lot of great things together in some bad times, but I wanted to make it, just to go back real fast, I wanted to make it clear to her. I was like, we are going to get into arguments because that's just how I am. I have very little patience, whatever. But when that happens, let's set boundaries. Mm-hmm. I'm the kind of person that gets irritated and upset, and I withdraw and I be quiet for a little bit until I have time to calm down. I had told you, I was like, do you remember what I told you?
Yeah, I think one of them at least was, if you're not ready to talk when I'm ready to talk, you just let me know, and you know, we'll wait until we're both ready.
This fucking bitch pulled that card. You did that.
When was that?
When I was like, so are you ready to talk? And you said, nope. Just like that.
Nope.
I said, okay. Yeah.
There were a couple of times when you could cut the silence in the office with a knife.
It was between
just,
the two of
yeah,
us.
Yeah, between the two of us. Because we just disagreed on something, but we always came together again.
Yeah.
Like, it always worked out.
It's literally brother and sister.
Yeah.
Literally. But yeah, so again, fast forward a little bit here and going more into after we leave the company. And that was a very difficult time for us.
It was. There is a huge amount of, there is really hard knock lessons that we both had to learn about what we take. Mm-hmm. And then I think the only reason I survived there so long was because of you. Mm-hmm. Because, I mean, I would not have stayed, and I wouldn't have made it there at all without you there. Not nearly as long as we lasted.
Yeah, we went through some shit and the way I look at it, you go through some shit like that with somebody and you find out your guys' strengths and weaknesses, and if you guys are still together after all the bullshit, that's an amazing friendship.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, you have, so you, after that was all said and done, and you were like, well, what are you going to do? And I was like, well, what are you going to do? And I was like, my guides told me that it's time to start moving my ass and getting more into the spiritual and following my path. And we were both kind of tripping out about that.
Right. Yeah.
So how do you, to look back, I definitely want to make the podcast about you, but just to get an outside perspective for someone that's really close to me, what did you think, I was crazy when I was going to do that?
No, not at all. Actually, it felt right. Because I would tell you if I felt... Do you think I'm being dramatic? Yeah, a little.
yeah.
I mean, I think it's a little dramatic. I would definitely tell you, even if I tried to be nice about it, whether I thought it was a good or bad idea or what I thought I was getting for it. And I thought it was perfect. I thought that was the right move to take, to keep going, go further, go mm-hmm. as fast and far as you can.
How about when we did Comic-Con And you got a chance to go to the booth. And
Comic-Con. That was fun. Uh-huh. I got to see, well, I mean, obviously the best thing there was Chris's booth. And second best was I got to see a car from Back to the Future.
That's right. That's
right. I have
right.
a picture of it.
I have a picture of you.
Yeah, yeah.
Posting that.
And so that was a lot of fun getting to see you there and in action and starting up. And it's, you know, that's crazy to me more to think back to those starting times when you had a booth at Comic-Con versus now.
How about the events? Those fucking events.
Some weren't bad. Some were cool. And I think you had to test it out, you know, the psychic events and fairs and see what direction you wanted to go. It is necessary.
I was just going to say that. You took the words right out of my mouth. It was absolutely necessary. It taught me so much.
Right.
And it gave me not only a psychic view, but a psychological view of people that go and do this kind of stuff.
Right.
And you've seen it. I mean, I'm not going to shit on anybody or name names here, but more than half of those people were not qualified to talk to anybody.
Yeah.
And it's really, and again, you guys,
it is.
I have no problem. I don't want for those of you that enjoy helping people and wanna take people to the next level or delving into being a psychic or developing your intuitive abilities here, get right with yourself first.
Right.
You've got to remove every single distraction out of your life come to terms with who you are and be accepting of who you are as a person, your faults, your all the good things about you too. But before you even think about helping somebody else and infecting their lives with your misery.
Well, yeah. And because if you aren't able to look honestly at yourself and both your weaknesses and strengths, you're going to bring that off balance and that bias into your readings with other people,
right.
Which is something, like I said, I learned through working with you and going to these events with you.
It was painful. And I can't keep my mouth shut.
Yeah.
At all.
Yeah. So, we met cool people. There were definitely some cool people.
There was.
As well. Like people who actually could help people.
You're right.
Help others.
Going through that whole thing and having you, I mean, the one thing that I got to give it to you, you pretty much went to every single event that you can go to.
Yeah,
and
I tried.
You brought the kids.
Yes, I did.
And all the support there to let me know that because you know how uncomfortable I was.
Yeah.
If you guys know me, I am not somebody that, again, I'm very social and I could be very outgoing, but at the same time, I'm very reserved and kind of like
right.
at arm's length with people. But yeah, having you show up, having Jay there, having the kids show up and support me and kind of, you know, let me know that it was okay meant the world to me.
Aw.
So yeah, I definitely tried.
Yeah.
Yeah. You didn't try, you did.
Oh, well, thank you.
Yeah. So, but yeah, and then again, just all the crazy, crazy shit.
Crazy. Mm-hmm.
So what's up with you? What are you doing now?
Oh, I took a break from being more of a professional and kind of took a step back, working part-time in something that's a little bit easier to be more with family now and develop more my artsy side. Like you said, I'm artistic so I'm trying to get into that a little bit more. And then I found that it was a great job, professional job that I had, but I had started tuning out of the spiritual side of me. And I was I used the word materialistic, like this world, too materialistic and stopped listening as much.
The everyday world.
Yeah. The uh-huh. everyday, you know, you get in your routine and you just go. Mm-hmm. So I took a step back from that. And so now I'm getting back into the whole, you know, listening to my guides and that trying mm-hmm. to take some time and figure myself out again.
So what do you do to connect? What are some of the techniques that you utilize as an intuitive?
As an intuitive, uh-huh. I'm terrible. I do not meditate daily or do yoga daily. I'm very flippant. I just kind of do whatever. I try to take time out for myself when I think of it. So I'll be mindful. I've tried to be more mindful in moments. I definitely, that's how I get my signs and symbols is by stopping and being present in the moment. I have to stop my brain, I guess, from normally it's going all the time, just thinking. Mm-hmm. I have done more artwork, worked on that, and then taking time in nature, that helps a lot too.
Does your spirituality and that part of you, does that reflect in your art?
I think my love of nature does. I've done spiritual pieces, but I was thinking, it's funny that you say that, because just recently I was thinking I need to get into more, putting more of a spiritual aspect, not necessarily symbols or things that people would notice in them, but adding that element to it. And so I'm going to my creative pieces.
That could probably be something that you'd be really good at, as far as, like, again, if we were going to collaborate or do something like that,
right?
What those people would try to do,
yeah,
could be our little shtick.
Remember, we thought of that at the time too. We were thinking we could do this,
giving people readings and then you drawing what you see there,
right,
in accordance with the reading.
I've thought about that before, because I'll get different symbols, and I was thinking about having, almost not like postcards, but like posters, where I'd give, if someone wanted a keepsake for their session, you know, whatever they do, I could at least have the symbols drawn out or something for them.
We should do something like that soon.
It'd be a lot of fun.
We should do that.
Yeah.
What is, here it goes.
Oh,
what does strawberries mean?
Strawberries are like your ideals, your desires. Like, if it's what you're focusing on, or something, it'll come to light. The revelation of desires, or not those desires, Chris.
you're always trying to harass me.
Oh yeah, I'm always disgusting. Trying to harass
get your feet. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh yeah,
because as you were talking about that, I they told me strawberries.
Yeah.
So does that fall in line with?
Yeah, I mean, that's something I've kicked around for a while. Uh-huh. Just, you know, that kind of keepsake. I mean, these are your symbols for this session or whatnot. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So just real quick, cover strawberries real fast in regards to why they're telling me this as you're speaking.
I think it's probably because it's something that it's a goal. Strawberries are like goals, but it's your desire for that goal. Like,
okay.
It's something you hope to do, your desire to do. Desire is the word that I use for it. It's what I affiliate it with. It's associated. So yeah,
it
makes
sense.
That's
how it works.
Yeah.
Like, it'll just pop in like that. It amazes me every time. I'm like, this is not my ability. This is not how I get it. I usually just spit it out, but they're giving me symbols.
But you're kind of like, but you kind of, when you learn about different abilities and different ways people get their signs and symbols or messages, haven't you noticed also that you start to get it? Like, it broadens your ability too in that same way.
Speak on it.
So did you get signs and symbols before you met me?
No. Remember, I thought you were fucking crazy.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Remember, just in case the listeners forgot.
No, seriously, my big thing was, what do you mean?
Yeah.
What are you even talking about? And you would shit
on
me for that.
What do you mean? Yeah.
Yeah, what do you mean?
And you'd say back, yeah. Yeah. And there's been, I can't recall now, it's specifically, but I know that there's been instances too where you've met people who get messages and signs their messages in different ways, and that morphed your abilities too. It broadened them, so you started getting similar things, even though it would irritate you at first because you're like, wait, what is this coming in?
I never thought of that.
Yeah,
I'm so caught up in my own shit that I never thought about that.
Yeah, when you learn about it, it seems to broaden your experience.
That's interesting.
Yeah,
we'll have to do a reading after this session.
Oh good, what good timing.
Exactly. So do you let's jump around here a little bit and kind of open some doors here. Do you incorporate this into raising your kids?
I try, yes. It gets hard around my kids because I go into mom mode. You know, very material, very day-to-day stuff. Oh, did I make lunch? Did they eat food? You know, are they eating the right food? But also, if I'm concerned, not even concerned, I'll just try to tune in and see what's going on. If I'm somewhere or if we're going, events. Our little one, she's not, not in ill health, and she doesn't have an immune system problem, but she, out of the two, my son is a tank. You know, we didn't have issues with colds and things, and Sapphire's a little more delicate and a little more sensitive to catching things. And so I would take the time to think about an event before we got there, if we're going to a family function or something. But
like what?
So lemons are typically my bad situation sign. Mm-hmm. Sour, the situation is substandard or sour. And I was in the car driving to a family function, and I saw blueberries mean youth to me, and it makes me think of my kids. So blueberries is youth automatically, my kids, and a lemon. And I saw, I just remember those two, and I saw, oranges, which is health, and mint, because we were visiting somewhere. And we went, and I was like, oh man, something's up. Bummer, what's going on? But it's too late. We were already there. We were minutes away from the house, and it was quite a trip. And if anyone else is sick, Sapphire will get it. It does not matter. Mm-hmm. So we hate taking her around people who are sick. Well, there was a baby at the function that had a fever of 102.
Jesus.
Oh my gosh. Mm-hmm. And we're not like 6-month-old baby. When I say baby, I mean under three. Little, you know, little kid.
Yeah.
At 102, and they thought it had been just teeth coming in. Well, anyone who's raised kids knows that 102 fever is not for teeth coming in, mm-hmm. that she actually was sick. Mm-hmm. She had an ear infection and everything.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah. And Sapphire got it. 2 days later, she had a fever. And so they warned me. I was able to tune in and be warned, oh, this is coming. And I was able to prepare once I heard. It was confirmed later in the night when the little baby's, when her Advil started wearing off and her fever was coming up again. Like, oh, she'll need some more Advil.
But you, knowing you as a person, knowing Heather as a person, and knowing that your threshold for shit like that is very, very low, did that freak you out? And you were thinking, like, oh my God, I got to fucking prepare.
I was so irritated. Yeah, yeah. And that time was more comfortable because we take a medicine bag now wherever we go with Sapphire. We've got Advil and Tylenol and thermometers, and she rarely needs it, but in the instances she's does, she's got, you know, her tummy soothers or whatnot. Mm-hmm. There was nothing I could do, and I had been warned, and so it felt better then having been warned, and then that was the confirmation, and then I was able to deal with it when it popped up later. But we tried washing her hands and stuff, but it was too late. She'd been all over the baby. She's kissing her. She loves babies, you know, so she's kissing her and holding her and stuff like that, and it would have been nice to know.
You know, what about when it comes to like your husband or your son, do you get symbols on them as well too?
I do. You know, I do. And that's tricky because both of them, I'm going to say both of them, my husband likes to say he's open-minded, mm-hmm. but he's very much a skeptic. If you can't pin it down in facts and figures, he's not sure about it at all.
He's a fucking man.
And he loves to argue about it. Yeah. Well, can't it be, you know, this and this and this? And there was one time when he had a big event come up, and I knew well, about a month in advance, I got a bunch of symbols, and I was shown it was for him.
What were the symbols, if you don't mind me asking?
I'm trying to think. Oh, so I can give you a summary, but it gets kind of personal for him. Uh-huh. So a summary was basically he had a lot of work ahead of him and he needed to focus his attention, and his goal was a ways off. But if he put one foot in front of the other and kept going and kept trucking, he'd make it. But there was some definite obstacles is the right word, obstacles along the way if he wasn't careful, and he needed to pay attention to it. So it was like a warning, like, uh-huh. this is coming up. And that here's where I first saw ice, was that in the end I got one for me, and you can feel like a space, like a different. And so last for me was that I needed to remain cool, calm, and collected and give this message to him. So I did, and he totally blew it off. And it was 1 month later.
Sorry to interrupt real fast. But when you got that ice message, did you feel like, okay, deliver the message, but don't get attached. It's totally up to him to decide what he's going to do with it. Okay.
Yes. Yeah. And I didn't like telling him that I would see things, because we didn't start a relationship with me. Like, we got married and everything before this happened. We've been married at least 4 years, 5 years before
when I met you.
Yeah. Before I even started going in on the intuitive side. So he had no idea. This is kind of out of this. It was very out of left field for him. He wasn't really aware of that side of me. Mm-hmm. So it was difficult for me to talk about, and share with him that I even had a message for him, and he blew it off. And the whole situation came exactly how I said.
Were you pissed?
Oh yeah, that cool, remain cool and detached. Nope.
It's like throwing an ice cube on the fire. It was like, done.
No, no. Which is funny, because right before it, so I got his message, and then I got this really long one for me, and it was associated. and I didn't know it at the time. Mm-hmm. His thing had to blow up before mine made sense, and it did. So I use it for them, but I'm more reserved. I try to use it as a cautionary thing, and I'll give them a message if I actually get a message for them. But otherwise, I'll try to check in on just their feelings. Mm-hmm. Mostly, that's what I try to use it for is, well, how are they doing? Are they kind of acting kind of funky? Like, what's up with them? Or if I think of them randomly throughout the day, you know, something will happen through your day when you're given a sign or a sign. Basically, you're thinking about someone, it pops in. I'll stop and kind of try to key in and see what's going on. But not like you and I talk about signs and symbols.
Right.
Not like that.
Yeah. It's interesting how, see, your ability allows you to kind of tap in for yourself.
Yeah.
Mine doesn't. Who's the first go-to when I can't figure shit out? It's you or Lynn.
Yeah, Lynn.
But
totally.
But that's for astrological reasons.
Right.
But like, as far as like, if I want a quick answer or I'm like, I'm on the verge, on the tip of my tongue, what are they trying to tell me?
Yeah.
And then I'll call you up.
Right.
And you'll be like, bleh.
Well, and I think that's the difference where, like you said, Lynn is astrology, and that's amazing. You can get really detailed. Mine is more flexible. It's more of a basic, what am I saying? Like a general way to go, or general direction.
I'm going to sum it up, and I'm going to say it is more, it's like, it's another sense.
Okay.
It's something that we just, I mean, if you're not, again, skeptics are going to shit on this, and they're going to say whatever the fuck they're going to say about it. But this, again, growing up a psychic medium and having these abilities, and you have always had this as well too. To me, I just don't question it. I can't think of a time where I didn't utilize it.
Yeah.
Or it wasn't. Somebody asked me, like, what would you do if it just suddenly went away? It'd be like having your eyes ripped out of your head. That's
just like my eyes just popped out of my head at that thought. Yeah.
Yeah. It's second nature.
Yeah.
It's your instinct. It is. It's who you are.
It is part of how you assess the world around you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's see. So I know that when we first met, I know that we had discussed opening some sort of center or some sort of shop together.
Yeah.
Welcome to California.
Thank
welcome
you.
To the real
back.
California.
Oh, the real
California.
I don't know. I kind of think San Diego should be the capital, personally. What?
I'm going to shit right on your shoe. But no, anyway. So opening a shop together. But I also want to talk about you potentially, my tongue is like, fuck today.
Your mind's going pretty fast. You got a lot of stuff going on.
I got a lot of stuff. In your head podcast, right?
Yeah,
your head.
That's what it is.
We talked about you designing your own tarot deck.
Yes.
And making your own, writing a book with your symbols in it.
Well, not a book, but
kind of
having cards.
Is that a cards or like a... Kind of like the book that we picked up yesterday.
Oh,
from the
that'd
psychic
be
guy,
great. Yeah.
To put something like that.
Yes.
Because we had Heather picked up this book for we're talking as if you guys are here and watching us, but we went to the Psychic Eye in Sherman Oaks, which is my favorite go-to store as far as metaphysical shops in Los Angeles.
Awesome.
But anyway, she picked up a
but
book.
But anyway.
Yeah, she picked up a book, and it has plants in there.
Yeah.
And I had told her, I said, why don't you write your own description on the page, on one of the pages there in regards to whatever,
yeah,
you know,
the symbolism of it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Meaning. It's a great idea.
I think people would go crazy for that.
Really?
Because I would have to think that you're not the only one that gets that. And people that have that ability probably think that they're like, what, why am I getting this?
Yeah.
So maybe. Hearing this podcast and hearing how you do your thing might open doors for other people to want to reach out or want to delve into more of what it is that they're doing.
Yeah, that's true. So I've been very tight-lipped. These aren't things, I mean, Chris knows and my husband knows, and my mom, but other people don't know I do this or see these things. I know it sounds like opposites, but.
I love it though, because at the end of the day, we're still people.
Yeah.
And you know that too. You have, again, you guys, when I tell you we've been through some major shit together, we've been through some major shit. And aside from all the psychic, the intuitive stuff, we are still real people at the end of the day that still sleep, eat, and shit like everybody else here.
Yeah.
So being able to have that ability here and being able to have a, I guess, have a, a leg up on things or have, you know, better insight.
A heads up. Yeah.
Heads up. Yeah.
Yeah.
In some ways it's fantastic. In other ways it's draining.
Yeah. Some ways it's nice having a lifeline or that connection that, I don't know, it's a connection, helps you through some shit, but sometimes it's tiring.
And you'll reach out. You will text message me.
Yeah.
Since we don't live close by anymore.
I know, not anymore.
No. You'll text message me and ask, what's going on? And I'll be like, why? And you're all, because I'm getting this.
Yeah.
And I'll be like, what? And you're like, slow down or whatever the case may
right,
be.
Right, right. Yeah. Or are you feeling this way? Is this what's going on? Yeah. I'm getting this for you. Yeah. You did the same for me.
What did you get for me yesterday? Do you want to tell people?
With regard to which is the way, we talked
we had
a lot
last
and
night.
I was super, I traveled, so my brain is
on
walking.
A plane.
Yeah.
That you hate doing.
On a plane. No, well, I mean, you know, there was one time that it just went south, not the plane, but there was some turbulence and thunderstorms, both of which I'm terrified of. So it was a very long flight for me and I didn't do so well.
Well, you did well. I mean, you're here.
I mean, I don't know. This flight yesterday was perfect. Shout out to Alaska Airlines because it was super comfortable. Your lack
and it
of
got you here.
Yeah. And it, early, too.
Mm-hmm. How, like
it was like 20 minutes
20
early.
20 minutes early,
it
yeah.
It was excellent. But
UFO.
Left. Oh, yeah. Okay. So we were talking about where you're going in your future and that you were, I don't think you'd yet said your ideas or anything like that, but we'd been talking for a while and you asked me what I saw for you and I said a UFO and it was basically that means seeing things from a perspective that's completely different than, you can't relate it to something that's already going on now. It's going to be a brand new idea, something foreign, something alien. It's a concept or perspective that is completely different and outside the box. And that's what I saw for you.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
So anything else that you want to delve into? I know we have it where you got places to go, people to see today.
I do.
But what, anything else you want to let the audience know or want to share or what are you doing now? What's the next step for you?
Next step for, I'm still in the midst of rearing family. So that's mostly what I'm going to be doing. Probably I'll be dabbling in more of the spiritual artsy stuff. And I've been thinking about the symbol book/cards anyway, and designing my own. So I'm probably going to get into that, but I'm pretty off the radar for now. I'm not going to step out there yet. Probably not until I'm not for a couple years anyway.
Doing the mom thing. For
yeah.
Everything
doing
situated.
The mom thing.
Well, I'm going to keep you here for 5 more minutes.
That's fine.
And then I'm going to let you go. But
I'm okay.
I wanted to...
I'm going to get out and visit some vegan restaurants out in Los
go
Angeles.
Go do you, girl.
So
go
excited.
Do you. I don't like
they
you.
Are not in my town. It's just... Yeah, I have to scrounge up.
Jeez. I mean, that's a whole other show of veganism.
Yeah, that's a whole other...
But well, we talked about it last night. I was thinking about doing it.
I know.
Trying,
yeah, you
just
did.
Trying it out. I have a... Caroline Barr is a... She's a... A fan of another show that I've been on, Adderall and Compliments, with Annabelle DeSisto.
Oh, right.
You know, I talk about Annabelle all
yeah,
the time.
Yeah, yeah.
Caroline is a hardcore vegan.
Yeah, you were telling me that.
I showed you the pictures of her
yes,
yesterday.
I
and
totally followed her.
That she went to start, yeah.
I did.
I'm getting goosebumps from Caroline. Shout out to Caroline Barr. Love you, girl. You are my heart. You are such a strong female lead, this girl. She... Very, very strong in her beliefs, but she's a vegan, and she went to a sanctuary. She, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. I would have bawled the whole time.
I think she did.
In love for all the animals. Yeah. Yeah.
So she's very inspiring to me. This is a girl that's completely real, down to earth and stuff. So I would, because I've seen her do it, and I've seen some of the shit that she posts on there with all the food, I'm like, how is that vegan when it looks so fucking good?
It's delicious. You can make some delicious vegan food. So
I'm gonna try. I'll try. I don't know when, but I'll give it a try.
Yeah, I don't. Well, anyway, for another time. I have a whole soapbox rant on that.
But I would love to have you back on in the future.
I would love to be on.
I would love to collaborate with my sister.
Yeah.
On some different ideas here.
Yeah.
So again.
Oh, this isn't the last people are hearing from me.
No, no, no.
But it'll just probably be around you. That's
well,
what
or,
it is.
Again, until we get somebody to kind of come in here anybody out there that wants to help Heather with her cards in a few months from now, just get her settled in. She's just brand new to this. This is, again, you guys, this is my sister, my best friend. This whole podcast thing, this whole me being out in the public is a little bit foreign to both of us.
Yeah.
So.
More so me, though. You're great. Like, you've got a very good, like, a good personality and great charisma for being in the public eye. And I've always known, and I've always told people that I'm the person right behind the public person.
You're going to make me cry.
Like, the senator, his assistant. That's who I am. Like, that, and that's what I like being. I like being the support person. So that's what I like best.
My right-hand man, or my left-hand man, because Jay's my right and you're my left.
Well,
so I'm
left-handed,
balanced.
So obviously I should be a little left-handed.
Stinking Gemini. Anything that you want to leave me with? Any insight you want to provide me with? You want to give people a little bit of a little taste of who you are when it comes to your abilities?
What do you mean, who
just
I am?
Just give me, I'll be your guinea pig. What do you see, other than the UFO from yesterday?
Well, other than a visitor coming. Mm-hmm. I see a visitor for you coming soon.
Is it what kind of visitor?
I don't know. I just saw Mint, so I think it's just a visitor soon. But we already know that. Mm-hmm. But it could be someone that you don't expect also.
Okay. Anything I should be aware of? Cautious about? You know I hate that shit, but I'm gonna ask.
Cautions?
I see
that you should probably... That's funny. This is dumb. I see... Ocean. I think the ocean will do you well today. I see the ocean, and I see a breeze. And it's calm. I wonder if it'll do you some peace or, you know, just a little kind of a break.
You know what I've been doing lately? Huh. I know we have to go, but I just want to put this out there. Been people are going to think that's so gross, but I've been walking barefoot on the grass. I've been feeling a connection to kind of...
To ground.
To ground myself.
You know, I totally saw... I went for a walk, guys, this morning, and I saw... okay, it's silly. Lizards. Like actual ones, real ones, because it's Southern California. But that one of their things is being grounded. And I was thinking being grounded close to the earth and everything like that. So, yeah, it might do you some good.
Okay, well, I want to thank you so much, sis, for coming on. I'm going to start crying. I don't want you to leave ever.
No.
I want you to be with me every single day. Well, I just, again, I want to thank you so much for coming on and being a part of this, being a part of the show, being a part of my journey, being a part of my life, and being such a positive force, influence, a support system, everything, you guys. Again, sometimes, I shit on family every now and then, you know, from my background here, but family doesn't necessarily have to be blood, and this girl, Heather, has proven it and has been there through some of the darkest times and has never once turned her back on me and never once made me feel like I was bothersome towards her. I just love you so much. I can't wait to have you back on. I can't wait to collaborate in the future with stuff.
I can't wait to visit again.
Yeah.
Ugh, I hate living so far away.
Thank you so much for coming on, Heather.
Thank you for having me.
You have a great day, guys. Until next time, this is In Your Head Podcast with yours truly, Chris Medina, signing off.